Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of December the 13th, 2025, the 23rd of Kislev, 5786. The following is an updated version of a message originally posted the week of December the 24th, 2016, the 24th of Kislev, 5777. It's entitled, Twists and Turns, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39 and verse 23. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. The story of Joseph is full of twists and turns. Father's favorite, dreams of supposed grandeur, facing murderous hatred from his brothers, sold into slavery instead of being killed, Father Jacob deceived by brothers as to Joseph's fate, not sure if Jacob ever believed them, greatly respected and trusted by master, remains faithful to God in the face of master's wife's seduction, framed by master's wife, resulting in imprisonment, put in charge of prisoners, accurately interprets two prisoners' dreams, later interprets Pharaoh's dreams, resulting in release and being made second in command over Egypt, brothers come to buy food from Joseph due to predicted famine, eventually reconciles with his brothers and settles his whole clan in Egypt, remains free from bitterness throughout. There's one twist in the story that's easy to miss, however. It has to do with Potiphar, Joseph's Egyptian master, the husband of the seductress. It strikes me as strange that Joseph wasn't executed for his alleged crime. It's doubtful that the ancient Egyptian legal system would limit the penalty for attempted rape by a slave to imprisonment. When Potiphar heard the accusation against Joseph, we read, his anger was kindled. But why? And with whom was he angry? We reasonably assume that he was furious at Joseph for attempted rape. But if his anger were directed at Joseph, then as I mentioned, one would think he would have had him executed, which he wasn't. Besides that, it doesn't seem to be too long that we find Joseph having favor with the keeper of the prison, who put him in charge of the other prisoners. But who was the keeper of the prison? Later in the story, when we're introduced to fellow prisoners, Pharaoh's baker and cupbearer, whose dreams eventually lead to Joseph's being revealed to Pharaoh, we are told that the prison was in the house of the captain of the guard. It was the captain of the guard who put Joseph in charge, and the captain of the guard is no other than Potiphar. Perhaps Potiphar had mercy on Joseph because he thought so highly of him. That certainly had been the case, but why would he continue to have such high regard for a slave who so abused his master's trust by doing one of the two things expressly forbidden to him? We cannot say absolutely for sure because the scripture doesn't spell it out for us, but I propose that Potiphar knew his wife well enough to know that Joseph was indeed innocent. But if that's the case, then why did he not let him off the hook? My guess is there's no way Potiphar could take sides against his wife, and especially not on behalf of a slave. So the best he can come up with was imprisonment in his own dungeon, while giving Joseph as much freedom and responsibility in that horrible environment as he could. If anyone knew that life isn't fair, it was Joseph. He didn't do anything to deserve such treatment, but suffered yet again, this time due to his master's dysfunctional family. It could have been worse had he been executed, not only for him, though he may have wished for death on more than one occasion, but for his family of origin, whom he would one day save, not to mention that the plan of God for the entire world was riding on his prophesied destiny. You might wonder if it was really necessary for Joseph's life to take all these twists and turns. Could not God have preserved the fledgling nation of Israel without all this intrigue and suffering? Did Jacob's family really have to move to Egypt? If so, was there no other way to get them there? Did Joseph have to endure hateful jealousy, slavery, wrongful accusation, and confinement in a dungeon? Was there no other way to install him as prime minister in Egypt? The more I look at it, I don't think so. Each and every twist and turn appears to contribute something essential to the outcome. I'm not saying that every single thing that happened to Joseph absolutely had to happen in exactly that way, but certainly every difficult, confusing, painful, and unjust situation and circumstance was not wasted. It's the same for you and me. Life can be really crazy at times, disappointing, frustrating, discouraging, but God knows what he's doing. And however he does it, whether by orchestrating every plot twist or walking with us around every turn, he has promised his children that he would be with us and work everything out for our good. He knows what he's doing. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bytes website at www.torahbytes.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbytes.org. And you can follow us on X at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bytes. Lehitra'ot.